Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Idea Librarian podcast. I'm Christina, the Idea Librarian. And today I am recording a non-scripted show. Prepare for a lot of those because I do not like the idea of writing scripts. But I do love the idea of sharing my thoughts. And I do love the idea of having people write to me and ask me questions and connecting with me via email, idealibrarian@gmail.com. Send me your questions, your comments, your feedback. Don't be hateful. I am a librarian by trade and I have this podcast where I plan on sharing my thoughts and whatever is in the zeitgeist that's worth discussion. How are you today? Thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. Hopefully the sound quality is decent. It is a very, very hot August day today, and my AC is very loud. So one day I will probably have a decent recording setup, but today is not that day. Moving on. What's in my brain today? And, feel free again, I would love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? I will then recap it in a future episode. I would love to kind of read your comments and just keep the conversation going. At some point, I would love to have people come and kind of co-host with me or just like sit and have a conversation with me. But I haven't found anybody yet. If you're interested, also drop me an email, idealibrarian@gmail.com. Again, I'm a librarian and I love what I do and I love information and information sharing and definitely breaking things down, breaking complex notions and concepts down in a way that can be accessible to everyone, the normal man. I am not a professional podcaster. What is a professional podcaster? I would like to know. So forgive me with my ums and pauses until I can figure out my better kind of speaking voice. But moving on. Today, I would like to kind of throw the question out there and just ask people, what do you think about internet panhandling? Yes, we're going there. Episode one. What is this? Episode one? Internet panhandling, or also known as e-begging. AKA, also known as cyberbegging, or also known as internet begging. Now, I'm using Wikipedia as my reference, and you know, I have my opinions, but let's see what Wikipedia has to say about what this is and the history of it, and then I'll go into more opinions after. So according to Wikipedia, we'll use internet panhandling, right? Because that's the term that I'm most familiar with and I'm comfortable using, is an online version or of traditional begging, right? So for those of you who don't know what panhandling is when people who are usually transient folks, people who are homeless, and some who are definitely that are not homeless. So that's a big misconception that's out there that only homeless people panhandle, and that's not true. People have been known to make a career out of panhandling, and it's just the way it's been portrayed, I guess, in the media historically. It's associated with transient people, people who are down on their luck, people who are homeless or otherwise just kind of like down on their luck or living in the margins of society. So that it's not true. That's again a big misconception. There are people that own homes, own cars, have jobs, have a way of taking care of themselves monetarily, who also panhandle and have panhandled. So from the history of when panhandling has ever existed, people who have had means to support themselves have also begged for money. Okay. So internet panhandling, the online version of traditional begging, which is asking strangers for money to meet basic needs such as food, shelter, clothing, etc. Internet panhandling among strangers differs from street begging in that it can be practiced with relative anonymity, thereby eliminating or reducing the shame and disgrace apparent of begging in public. Do you agree with that? Let me know. Idealibrarian@gmail.com. Send me your email. Now, also, I might open up a social media account. It would probably be Instagram because, Lordy, what the heck is going on with Elon Musk's and the platform formerly known as Twitter, now known as X. I have an Idea Librarian at Idea Librarian on the X. So if you feel like reaching out through there, that's fine. I haven't logged on in a while, but let's put a pin on that one for a minute. But email will be the best at this point. So again, because you can practice panhandling with relative anonymity by using the internet, it reduces or eliminates the shame and disgrace that is apparent when begging in public. Do you agree with that statement? I would like to know. But moving on, Wikipedia continues. Internet panhandling is also commonly done among acquaintances on social media platforms, such as requests for donations from friends and family members to pay for normal educational expenses. So this would be, hey, Susie is graduating high school, Venmo her, because these dorm rooms are expensive and help her, get to, Duke or whatever. Moving expenses, right? There's also they also say here at the last sentence, it says a cause website is a cyber begging site that presents a personal appeal for funds or help. I think that is Wikipedia's way of saying GoFundMe sites, like GoFundMe type sites. That is also a type of panhandling or internet begging. And I personally think it's true. So let me tell you a story. So I'm a single mom. So in order for me to come to college, I went to college out of state where I was living. I didn't do a GoFundMe. I think Did I? I think I did. I did a GoFundMe. And on top of that GoFundMe, I sold everything I owned except for clothes. And I cooked and I sold food. So I cooked at home and I sold jars of homemade spaghetti sauce. And I remember buying the bulk of the jars, the food safe containers, that it needed to have a screw lid because I was gonna fill it and I wanted it to be plastic instead of glass so that it doesn't bust in the freezer. So I, fill it, leave a little bit of headspace and then twist and then they can freeze the spaghetti and then, have it for in their freezer so you can buy a bunch. And it was really good spaghetti sauce, like crushing tomatoes spaghetti sauce, right? And then I don't remember who was it that told me, yeah, go ahead and do a GoFundMe because this is for school. And I want to say it was somebody at church. And I did. I got a GoFundMe. No one donated anything after the GoFundMe because I don't have those kinds of acquaintances, or didn't at the time, and you know, we're all just trying to do the best we can. But I was able to raise $1,800 selling the spaghetti sauce. And this is gross. I didn't calculate how much I spent on ingredients. So I'm not quite sure what was the net, but it was $1,800 in the end, and that's what I used to move across states, across the US, right? So yeah, so I don't know if I don't know if I judge people harshly, because I know what it's like to be in such a hard place that if that the only obstacle for you to achieve a giant, big, important goal or meet a basic need, such as, you know, I need to go to the dentist and get a tooth taken care of because I'm in horrendous pain and can barely work or concentrate. And the one hurdle for you to accomplish this goal or get this need met is monetary, and sometimes it's very small sum of money. So I don't judge people too harshly when it comes to that. But I'm not done. See? Let's continue. If you're still with me, bless your heart. So let's continue with this Wikipedia history. During the early days of the internet, and then now they're using the term cyberbegging. So during the early days of the internet, cyberbegging was evident in the form of personal advertisements for help on local bulletin board systems. So I'm thinking those were more like a Craigslist type platforms, okay? And then it continues as personal websites, you know, the MySpaces and the LiveJournals and whatnot became more popular. Individuals began advertising their needs using features available through website authoring. Many ISPs offered a free homepage along with the basic dial-up connection. Oh, so this is way back. So I guess when people had like their really like personal website, like Family Smith at, you know, geo whatever dot net. So yeah, well, that's the family email, but you know what I mean. People, if you're from ye olden days of the internet, you would know. So anyway, so if it continues, for many people this was an opportunity to create an inexpensive website to host and share their personal experience and needs. Okay, so that was when back when the dial-up days. So then it continues as nonprofit organizations began moving their fundraising efforts from snail mail to the World Wide Web. Individuals began to create more elaborate forms of personal, quote unquote, fundraising by utilizing many of the same internet techniques as nonprofits. During the late 1990s, as the internet became more sophisticated, resources became available, allowing any individual to create an attractive website without requiring knowledge of HTML. These free to inexpensive web hosting, like for example, WordPress.com, remain constant on the internet, and it's easy for the public to access. And then it continues. Internet begging gained notoriety and momentum after June 2022 when Karen Bosnack, they name a person. Wait a minute. We're learning together, you guys. It gained notoriety. I can't read that word. And momentum after June 2002 when Karen, and note the name Karen, but it's spelled Karyn, Bosnack, Bosnak, started SaveKaren.com. And it's hyperlinked. Does it exist? It does not. It's hyperlinked to another Wikipedia account. So, we have to go on a tangent and hop over to the Save Karen Wikipedia page. It says here, savekaren.com. So, Save Karen is the name of both a website and a book. And it says here, savekaren.com was the first notable cyber begging site. Save Karen, one shopaholic's journey to debt and back is the book chronicling the events leading up to and through the height of the site's popularity. The creator of both works is Karen Bosnack, originally a television producer raised in Illinois in the U.S., who has lived much of her adult life in the greater New York City area. Up until 2000, she had a relatively high-paying job and wasn't really concerned about going into debt to feed her affection for buying designer label products. However, when she was laid off, her credit card debt of more than $20,000 started looming larger every month, and she was unable to find unsteady employment. So Bosnack received about $13,000 in gifts on the side over the course of about 20 weeks. She paid off the rest of her debts by selling goods on eBay and saving money she'd earned from her job. Once she had paid off her debt and as promised, she stopped accepting donations and instead added links to sites belonging to other people with specific needs. The aftermath. As discussed near the end of the book, in 2003, Bosnack signed a deal with Sony subsidiary for the rights to a movie chronicling her rise in fame. As of November 2021, no movie has been produced. And of course, it's Wikipedia, so at the very bottom, they have a couple of references that you can go on the Wikipedia and check out for yourself. Now, I did not know that. But there you go. The first notable example of internet panhandling. So it says here. Okay. I'm continuing on with the original Wikipedia. And it says here, with hundreds of internet begging sites online, it has become common practice for web beggars to register their own domain name of their websites. Using free or inexpensive hosting services and specialized websites such as GoFundMe, internet begging websites ask the public for help with many needs, including breast augmentation surgery, cancer treatments, new cars, preventing personal homelessness, medical bills, to name a few. Websites with names reflecting their needs directly or indirectly are panhandling for help with a variety of human needs and conditions, from deeply personal to very humorous. Although sometimes labeled as crowdfunding, pause for a second there, bestie, go ahead and email me if you think that crowdfunding is the same as panhandling. Let's discuss. Asking for help to cover funeral expenses has been uptrending. Many cause websites, quote unquote, accept donation via clickable hyperlinks, via clickable hyperlinks and internet services such as PayPal or Amazon.com or something like that. I don't know how Amazon.com works, but that's what they put here. I know that I've seen the PayPal one and Cash App, of course, and Venmo, of course. So internet begging websites are essentially as transient as traditional offline panhandlers with respect to territory and accessibility. Many internet begging websites are not long lived. And then, of course, they have a bunch of C also, which sends you to other Wikipedia pages. And it also have references such as an article from the Boston Globe by David Abel. Panhandlers move from the streets to the internet. Online sites offer a fertile venue for some in need. Published back in 2009. And the most recent that they reference is Bill Lubinger's article on the Seattle Times back in March of 2018. Need a new couch? Log on and beg. How great is that title? So, this is where I am. And this is where I get controversial. So, again, don't be brutal. This is just an opinion. I'm open for discussion, and I'm definitely open to listen to your comment, feedback, and whatnot. idealibrarian@gmail.com. So, what's going on? What's happening is that I am seeing, I want to say 90% of the people that I follow on social media, TikTok, I love Instagram, so Instagram, Facebook, that are not friends. I'm talking, these are not my acquaintances, my friends. These are just internet content creators, people who are artists, people who are, they just have cheeky TikToks and whatnot. People who we know get revenue because they have hundreds of thousands, if not already hitting close to the millions of followers, right? We know that it's very difficult. I know that it's very difficult to get revenue from YouTube, TikTok, and whatnot. And I say whatnot, but now whatnot is a freaking website. And etc. I know that it's insanely difficult to get revenue. But you get some kind of revenue. So when they start saying things like hashtag mutual aid, hashtag crowdfunding. For what? A lot of them don't even say clearly for what. They don't show you receipts. They don't show you evidence. They don't show you anything as to what this money is to accomplish. How much exactly are they asking for? No, they just give you some general, very general, times are hard, or I've been in a bad place, or just very vague descriptions of what is causing them to need money. Like, what is the issue at hand, right? And then they'll say, go ahead and Venmo me this. Thanks, bestie, right? What is that about? That's where I'm at. Now, I am totally aware that I'm talking there in general terms, and I'm not giving you examples of accounts. I'm not naming names of accounts that you can go on TikTok and see for yourself. I'm doing that because I don't want to get death threats. Let's be honest. I am interested in the concept of cyber begging going past the street panhandling into the digital age. And what is that about? So there's an article put out by The Guardian. And what is this? This is not The Guardian. What is this here? This is actually a blog, and it's guardian.ng. Everything You Need to Live Well by Chidirim Nadichi, August 2017. So this is Arike Akinbola, in her weekly vlog, recently talked about a trend she had noticed on the internet where people are found begging for money or free stuff. This person posts the video. And it says here, it is a different thing if you're trying to raise money on GoFundMe for a sick person or general cause. To her, it is good to support causes, charities, and such. And social media is a good way to go about that. However, some people are going on pages of celebrities, influencers to ask for money to pay for their fees or bills. She thinks that social media is actually breeding a new generation of beggar. It's becoming a culture. And I'm probably all over the place, and I'm not eloquently synthesizing what's going in my head, but this is kind of where I'm heading as well. I fear that, okay, so let's talk about that. What is that girl, that Pinky Boo? See, look, I don't want to be naming names, but the girl that is acting like an NPC, and it's not just her, she's just like the highest paid one or something like that. But the one that they act like an NPC and is like, ice cream, thank you. What is that? What was that? And then you send them money on TikTok? What the hell is that about, people? What is that about? So that's what I mean. Are we creeping into begging as a culture and normalizing other people taking care of your problems? Strangers. There is no sense of shame or and shame is like a harsh word, but like, I, because it's one thing when you like, I've done absolutely all that I could do. I just need a little bit to bridge that gap. I just need a little bit of grace to reach that finish line. Like I'm running. And I just need someone to hand me that very last, you know, sip of Gatorade so I can do that last half mile and hit the finish line, cross the finish line, right? That is one thing. But it's a completely separate thing to say, oh, I want to go to the Beyonce concert or the Taylor Swift concert. I don't have no money. I'm not going to try. I'm going to go on the internet and ask my 80,000 followers, hey, y'all, help me get to the Beyonce concert and I'll TikTok my outfit. Here's the Venmo. That is a completely different thing. Is it? Talk to me. Send me your questions, comments, feedback, idealibrarian@gmail.com. Every good podcaster has a great sign-off. I don't have one yet, but I do hope you have a fabulous day. And remember, question everything. Bye.